in the bank, but no joy when we spend it. Some of us have been blessed right out of our happiness.
But Dr. Tony Evans says when the Lord blesses you, you'll know it.
The way you know it comes from God is you have joy with it, not misery with it, because God brings himself along with it.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. What's the point in wanting more when we don't appreciate what we already have? Dr. Evans answers that question today as he explains how to ask God for a blessing that'll not only change your new year, but the rest of your life. Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 4 as we join him.
This is known as the prayer of Jabez. It comes in the midst of what most people consider one of the most boring sections of the Bible. And that is any section that is listing genealogy. That is one family tree after another. When you read chapter 3 and chapter 4, you find the sons of this person, the sons of that person, one name right after another. You would skip this section, I am certain. Many of you who've read your Bibles through in a year read this real quick. You began to see the list and you decided to skip the chapter. If you did that, then you've done an injustice to yourself, because that means you've skipped verses 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10 reads this way. And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him with pain. Now Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my border, and that thy hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it might not pain me. And God granted him what he requested. We're introduced to Jabez in verse 9 as a man more honorable than his brothers. All of his brothers simply were listed by name. The only thing you know about them is what people called them. But Jabez stands above the crowd. He is lifted out by God. Not because of some great feat, not because he had done some insurmountable activity for God. None of that is listed. The reason Jabez is lifted out is because of his prayer. His simple one-verse prayer made him more honorable than his brothers. It says Jabez's status with God was more honorable, that is, more recognizable, more lifted, more to be congratulated than all of his brothers because of his prayer. Now, before we give a simple breakdown of the prayer, don't move too fast, for you'll miss why the prayer is significant. We're told in verse 9 that his mother named him Jabez because he was born in pain. The word Jabez means pain. What would cause a mother to look at a brand new baby that she's just given life to and name him Pain? That's not a mistake. That's not a casual thing. For you to give your baby a name like that, that they would be known by all of their life, says that he was born in a mess. We're left to spiritual imagination as to why the baby boy is named Pain. We're not given an explanation. And I think with purpose. Because God doesn't want us to narrow it down to one pain so that you can bring your pain to this passage. So that whatever it is in your life that's bringing you pain can be related to this man and this prayer. I don't know what scenario caused her to name her baby boy Pain. All I know is that's how everybody knew him. So painful was the birth of this child and its implications in the life of his mother that he could go nowhere and not be reminded that he was living a painful existence. Because just to hear somebody call his name meant that he was living a life of pain. You talk about self-esteem problems. You talk about a negative self-image. This kid had to have had it. There's nobody in our auditorium whose name is Jabez. Or is there? Maybe not in the literal sense where people call you that, but when you reflect back over this year, or perhaps over the last few years, it might as well be Jabez. Because all you can remember is pain. All you can remember are the negative circumstances, one right after another. It looked like pain got a hold of you and would never let you go. Well, for all the Jabez's in the house, if you're not a Jabez, then this sermon's not for you. But if there is a Jabez in the house, somebody whose first name, last name, middle name, or all three names equal pain, hurt, disappointment, anguish, loneliness, depression, frustration, and all the other idiosyncratic possibilities, this passage is for you. Because we're introduced to the solution before we find the method. He says, Jabez, that means pain, was more honorable. He had a higher status than all of his brothers who don't show up with any problems at all. Nothing said negative about any of the brothers. They were okay boys. But the one with all the pain, the one with all the disappointment, the one with all the negatives, the one with all the struggles, God wants us to stop and pause as we read through this boring section of scripture to let you know if your name is pain, it doesn't have to have the last word on your life. If your name, circumstances, situation is painful, you can still end it being more honorable than all of your brothers who don't have pain in their name. How did he get there? How did this painful person in painful circumstances come out to be an extraordinary individual? I just happened to notice as I was talking that God didn't give Jabez another name. It says Jabez was more honorable. He didn't stop his name from being pain. He just overrode it so high that it fell into the background as God's honor took the forefront. So even if your circumstances don't change, even if nothing ever happens to your situation, if God puts you on the top shelf of honor, it won't matter what your name is. Because Jabez is still his name. It's just honor is his status. His first line of his prayer, it's not a complicated prayer, is, oh, that you would bless me indeed. That word indeed lets us know this is a serious prayer. This is not a casual, now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. You don't have time for casual prayers. He says, bless me indeed. If you don't intervene in my situation, if you don't reverse this thing that I've been facing since the day that I was born, I'm going to go to my grave the same way I came into this world, a cursed, painful individual. So I'm throwing myself on your mercy, and I'm saying, bless me indeed. You see, he didn't want his life to keep going like it was going. He wanted to sense the impartation of supernatural favor. To be blessed is to have supernatural favor injected into your ordinary dull life. It is to have, as the old hymn says, glory to come down and fill my soul. It is to not go through every day in a painful routine. It is to sense that God has gotten in my business, affected my scenario, and reversed my situation. He says, bless me indeed. Or to put it another way, give me another life. The life that I'm living now, I don't like. The pain I'm experiencing now, I don't want. But I can't get away from it. Every time I go out to play ball, they call me J-Baz and remind me I'm in a painful situation. Every time I go to work, they call me J-Baz and remind me that I can't even go to work without having pain. All my life is pain, and I need another life. But folk can't give me another life, because every time I go to folk to bless me, they bless me 1 minute and take it back the next minute. I need somebody to bless me sure enough. I need a blessing that's going to stay with me even after my day is done. I need a blessing that won't go left on me. So I need an indeed kind of blessing. I need the impartation of spiritual favor that comes alone from God. Please notice, he's not very specific. He says, bless me indeed, and leaves it open. Because you see, when you're in enough pain, you'll take anything God gives you. When you're in enough pain, you don't have to be particular, because anything God does is better than the situation you're in. So he just says, I leave it open. Bless me indeed. He says that your hand might be with me. In other words, I don't want your blessing and not have you. See, one of the reasons God's not interested in blessing us indeed and expanding our borders is there is a curse built into every blessing. And the curse that's built into every blessing is you become comfortable with the blessing, so you no longer need the blessor. He says, God, let me get this straight up front. I want you to bless me indeed. I want you to expand my business. I want you to expand my family. I want you to expand my education. I want you to expand my border. But just so that we don't miss the point, I don't want any expansion that excludes you. I don't want any blessing where you wind up on the sideline while I have fun with the blessing. I don't want a blessing that excludes you. Like Moses said, if you don't go with me, I won't go. It'd be nice to be the leader of Israel. It'd be nice to have the 10 power of the 10 plagues. But let it be known, God, if you don't go, I don't want bigger borders that bad. I don't want more blessings that bad. Some of us have been blessed right out of our happiness. We've been blessed right out of our joy. We have a new house. Don't have a home. We have a car that we're miserable to ride in. We have money in the bank, but no joy when we spend it. The Bible always lets you know when you've been blessed. Because Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 says, it is the blessing of the Lord that expands you, but he will with it give you no sorrow. The way you know it comes from God is you have joy with it, not misery with it. Because God brings himself along with it. So he says, I want you. I don't just want your stuff. And what he is saying is, I will not lose my focus of dependency on you.
Dr. Evans will come back with more of our message, including a look at why being blessed makes you a target. Right now, though, he has a few words to share with us as we launch into 2021. Dr. Evans?
I want to start off by wishing you a blessed new year. I know God's got something special for you. I don't know what it is, but you need to write us and let us know when you find out whatever God's good word for you is in the upcoming year. I also want to ask you for your continued generous support and help to the Urban Alternative. We really need friends who will partner with us, pray for us, so that we can keep the word going forth. You know,
We're seeing lives changed in over 100 countries around the world, and of course, countless thousands here in our own country, because of the word of God that goes out over the broadcast. So your investment in the Urban Alternative is a worldwide investment. It is a national and international investment. We can't do it without you.
And as our way of saying thanks for your gift toward Tony's ministry, we'd like to send you his current series on CD or digital download called Your Best You. It's a look at riding out the storms of life, building confidence in the Lord's presence and provision, and making the most of your God-given potential. Your Best You will help you set healthy new directions for 2021. And it's our gift when you visit TonyEvans.org and make a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Don't put it off, because this special offer is only available through the end of next week. That's TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, right now, Dr. Evans is back with more of today's lesson. Let's join him.
That leads him to another request: that you would keep me from harm or evil, that it may not pain me. Why does he pray to be kept from evil or harm? Because the more God blesses you, the more Satan sees you. Success is a greater opportunity for failure. The higher you go, the further you fall. Blessings dull our senses for dependency on God. If you're not being challenged, it's because you're not being blessed. Because if you're being blessed, you're going to be challenged, because Satan will try to cause you to use the blessings as an opportunity to become independent from God. He says, as I expect, look forward to, and enjoy your blessings, keep me from becoming disconnected from you. Let your presence go with you so that harm does not come to me from the very blessings you give me. Put a restraining order on the devil. Because the only way you know you're in the battle is you're being attacked. If the devil's not messing with you, that's because he's not worried about you. If he's not coming after you, he knows you're not a threat to his program. He knows that you're not going to do anything to mess up his agenda. Therefore, he knows he doesn't have to spend an inordinate amount of time and assign that many demons to you. That a part-time demon will do. Because he knows you're not going to be a threat to the program of God. But if he's messing with you all day, every day, that's because he knows you spell trouble for him. So he says, Lord, as you bless me, as you expand my borders, as your presence goes with me, keep the enemy off my back so that he does not detour me. Or as the Lord's prayer was, don't lead me into temptation, but deliver me from evil. It's time to leave mediocre expectations behind. It's time to stop being the kind of Christian that expects little from God and therefore gets little from God. Of course, God is sovereign, and he makes the final choices as to what he will do and what he won't do. But don't be caught at the end of next year with gifts from this year that have gone unopened. Things that God had packaged up for you and wrapped up for you and tied a bow around you and put it under the Christmas tree of your life, and you refuse to open it. Don't be satisfied with the mundane. It's time to stop using those age-old excuses. I can't, when God says in him you can. Say I won't. That'd be a little bit more accurate, but don't say I can't. Leave the excuses behind, because you've been bought with a price, prayed for with precious blood. You are valuable in the kingdom of God. No more excuses. You see, this all comes down to the end of the prayer. And God granted him what he requested. That's good news. Now, let's not forget. Let's go back. The boy's name is Payne. Payne called on God. If you're in pain today, you qualify to be more noble than those of us who don't have pain in our name. If you're in pain today, you qualify to be viewed by God as one of his special citizens, to be more honorable, that is, to have a higher status with God than those who are too cute to let folk know their name is Jabez. See, some folk in here today, their name is Jabez, but they don't want you to know it. They're too cute to let you know their name is Jabez, okay? So they're going to borrow some good-sounding name that makes them seem like other than what they are. But if there are any Jabezes in the house, I want you to know God says he grants the request of folk named Jabez, of folk who are coming to him in their pain, out of their pain, with their pain, and in spite of their pain, it says he called on God and God heard. He got it all for the ask. That tells me grace was operating in the Old Testament. That's not just a New Testament concept. He got it simply because he asked for it. But he asked seriously, indeed. And he says, oh, that you would bless me. In other words, you hear the passion, you not only hear the words. Oh, that you would bless me. Oh, that you would take away this complaining attitude and you will let me see my borders are only limited by what I see. Oh, that you would reverse my scenario. And then you do like Jacob. You said, I won't let you go until you bless me. I won't let you go till you what? Change my name. I won't let you know until Jacob, the word trickster, becomes Israel, the one the Lord has helped. I will not let you go until I see your hand in my situation. So we wind down where we started. Are there any Jabezes in the house? Are there any folks here who are willing to say, my name is Jabez? Pain of not being understood. Pain of being passed over for that promotion. Pain of being rejected by my mother and father. Pain of financial circumstances. Pain this, pain this. In fact, every time I show up, somebody calls me Jabez. I'm tired of being known by my pain and not by my God. And I want to challenge you to make the prayer of Jabez your prayer all year long. That every day you wake up in your pain, you wake up going to your God and you tell God, bless me today indeed. Do something today to expand my borders. And as you expand them, let me know you're right there with me because I don't want to go without you. And then keep Satan off my back so I can move forward and enjoy your blessing. Located 2 miles from my house, on Lafayette Avenue in Baltimore, where I was raised, was a duck pin bowling alley. Duck pins were where you bowl with the little teeny balls. Not with the big balls you put your finger in. But these were small balls that you bowled with. And you threw the balls down the lane, and it wasn't the sophisticated 10-pin bowling today, but almost every Saturday as a teenager, or many Saturdays, I went to the bowling alley on Lafayette Avenue. And one of the things we would do is go duck pin bowling. In fact, even when we go back sometimes, we'll every now and then go by the duck pin lanes and do some duck pin bowling. It wasn't sophisticated like it is with all the mechanics that they have today. And therefore, oftentimes things didn't work right. You'd knock down the pins, the machine would come down, not pick up all the pins. Something was always going wrong. But whenever something went wrong, you push a button. When you push the button, You saw little feet walk in the back of the lane behind somebody been bowling back in the day, and you saw little feet back there walking, running, setting the pins up. Sometimes they had to set them up by hand. Sometimes they had to reinsert them in the machine. Today, I don't know what that man looks like, because you never got to see his face. You only got to see tennis shoes running up and down, because one time he had to fix my lane. Next time he had to fix somebody else's lane. He's always at different lanes because stuff wasn't working right. I'm going somewhere. We'd be with the duck pin ball, and we would knock down pins. We would throw that ball as hard as we could throw that ball to hurt as many pins as we could hurt. The problem is, when we knock down the pins, things wouldn't get set up right. And we needed some assistance, somebody who knew what they were doing, who could fix what got messed up, because we couldn't fix it ourselves. Somebody in here Satan has been using as duck pins. And he's been knocking you down time and time again. And every day you get up, you look forward to being knocked down again. Every day you get up, he's throwing as hard as he can to bring as much hurt as he can to knock you all over the place, because he has no care for you. But the prayer of Jabez wants you to know, even though you can't see his face, even though you cannot physically look at him, he sees you being knocked around with no ability to get up on your own. And the tennis shoes of the grace of God are moving to and fro, and his job is to set up what's been knocked down. You say, but why aren't the pins of my life standing? You got to push the button and say, Lord, I've been knocked down too much. I'm hurting too bad. But I push the button, and I want you to pick me up and set me down in the right place. I'm tired of trying to pick myself up because I fall right back down. But if you pick me up, you ain't praying with me. If you pick me up, I'll be able to stand up, and I'll be able to deal with the enemy. And I want you to have a new hope. I want you to take the prayer of Jabez and give it to God. Bless me indeed. Expand my borders. Take the pain from me. And then be able to testify, the Lord granted me my request.
Dr. Tony Evans, wrapping up a message on the prayer of Jabez. As always, copies are available. Just visit us at tonyevans.org for the details. Or better yet, get it as a part of Tony's short but powerful audio collection, Your Best You. As I mentioned earlier, all 5 full-length messages in this collection are yours as our thank you gift when you make a contribution to help keep the alternative coming your way. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Contact us today at tonyevans.org or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, where team members are available day and night to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. The Bible tells us to run away from temptation, but when it's coming from your emotions, there's no easy way to escape. Next week, Dr. Evans will talk about the feelings that control us and how you can decide who directs your thoughts. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.